Dub Nation, you're listening to the Warriors Post Up with the voice of the Warriors, Tim Roy.
Top of the key, three for Dre. It's going to be short. Rebound tip. Kuminga swats it out. Curry gets the deflection from the logo. Curry! He's the only guy in the league, other than maybe Damian Lillard, where that would be a good shot. We have Kevon. Is that Kevon? Can you hear us?
Yeah, I hear you.
Hey, Kevon. First of all, I know what a pro you are, and just that, what you were going through. You've been through this before. To be ready when your number is called, it had to be great to get out there and contribute tonight.
Definitely. Been working hard. Just good to be able to go out there and contribute, help our team get a win on the road. It's always fun. Hope I can do it again tomorrow.
When you're in a situation, the one you're in, and you're still a young man, but we have some younger players on the Warriors right now. How much do you like put in, like, okay, I got to set a good example for these guys?
That's all I'm thinking, actually. Just want to be a good leader, good mentor. Show them how to be professional, because the guys I played under, they showed me the way, so I want to make sure I show the young guys the same way. So I just want to go out there. If I'm not playing, make sure I put in my work, make sure I'm being the loudest one on the bench. And if I am playing, I'm going out there and performing.
You hit one of those mid-range jumpers. I like that. You got to start taking some more of those.
I've been working on it, so you might see some more.
You got to keep taking that shot, right, man. I know you can make it. I see you warm up with it all the time.
Yes,
hey, playing Bam Adebayo, he's so talented, and, he's got all kinds of tricks in his bag. What do you try to do with a guy like that?
He makes tough shots, so you just want to make it as difficult as possible. He's on the Eastern Conference, so I don't get to play against him a lot, so it's always fun to get to match up with him. He's a freaky athlete, and he has a great touch on his mid-range jump shot. So it's not easy to stop, but you just try to make him work for it and hope for the best.
Two quick ones. One is the million-dollar question. Can you guys get on a roll, and what has to happen for that to happen?
I believe so. We believe that we can. We know what we need to do to win games. We got to start with the defensive end, move the ball, don't turn the ball over, those type of things. I think if we do that, we can beat anybody. We just got to go out there and do it and put it together, and I think we can close out this last 10 to 11 games strong.
I know because of the flight, we all landed the other morning at like 5 a.m., but did you get a chance to get into the Atlantic Ocean at all?
No, I'm not a water guy. I didn't go nowhere near the water. Have some good food, though.
Well, you're in Milwaukee. You live by a lake.
Yeah. I didn't go by the lake either.
Okay. Thank you, Kevon. I appreciate it. Nice job tonight.
All right, thank you so much.
All right, Kevon Looney, our guest, 113 to 92. He grew up by Lake Michigan. How can he not be a water guy? 113-92. Warriors get the win. Much-needed win. And, I would keep your eye on Miami. If they can get some bodies back before the postseason, they're going to be a team. You never can count them out. They're always going to be there because of the way they play and how hard they play for Eric Spoelstra. Golden State with the win, 113-92, to run their record to 37-34. Miami is 39-33. They were really banged up tonight, and the Warriors took advantage of that, and they had to. That's just the way the league works. If you got guys who are out and hurt, nobody felt sorry for the Warriors when Draymond was out, when Chris Paul was out, and you just got to take care of business. Miami, now trailing Indiana by a game and a half in their battle to try to stay out of the play-in bracket. The Warriors, of course, trying to pick up a game on L.A., but bad news in Milwaukee. What should have been a win for the Bucks, you would think, with LeBron James not playing in that game, the forward for the Los Angeles Lakers, that they might have a chance to win that. But that game's going to OT, but I'll tell you more about that in just a couple seconds. And when we get to the Kaiser Permanente scoreboard, and I would say that, tonight with the Warriors, I just thought they came out, and even though they had some mental breakdowns in the first half and some things they didn't do very well, but I really thought, you could just tell they were trying to get all the details. Once they got the details ironed out, that's when they took control of the game in the second half. Our electrifying player of the game, and I'm going to give it tonight to Klay Thompson. He was just really, really good start to finish. He had 28 points without a free throw, 11 of 20 shooting, 6 of 14 beyond the arc, 5 rebounds, 2 assists, and a block shot. had to start tonight. They moved Pajemski back to the bench, so Clay starts tonight. It's a different role. It's a different mindset, and he responded. Came in. He was the plus-minus leader at plus 25, and Clay Thompson was really good all night long. So Clay Thompson is our electrifying player of the game, brought to you by Toyota, class-leading MPG and more hybrid models than any other brand. Toyota, let's go places. I thought other players contributed as well. Jonathan Kuminga was a plus 21. Again, he was played, you know, within himself. Again, he's going to have a couple of mistakes of youth in the game. He's going to have a couple of mental mistakes per game because he's learning on the job how to play, how to win, how to make all those little plays, those little judgments to come away with a victory. And so tonight he fought through those and played really well. 7 rebounds, a couple of hellacious dunks, and 18 points. Andrew Wiggins was good. 17 points, 7 rebounds. You'll take that from Andrew any night of the week, especially when he shoots 7 for 12 from the field. 55% for Andrew Wiggins. 17 for Stephen Curry. 7 for 15. Got it going in the second half. Handed out 6 assists. And Chris Paul off the bench struggled a little bit in the first half. But that second half, he ended up with 7 assists on the night. Didn't have a turnover in half number 2. And picked up 2 steals. Now at 2,600, and only Jason Kidd and John Stockton have gotten to that plateau. So, and Draymond, 9 rebounds, 8 assists. Miami Pace by Adebayo, who I am just a huge fan, 24 points, 9 boards, 5 assists. The kid knows how to play, and he's going to be a feature here for the Heat for years to come. 15 for Terry Rozier on a 7 for 18 shooting night. Warriors outshot Miami 55-40. They out-rebounded them 43-39, outscored them in the paint 52-46, and outscored them on the fast break 18-10. Golden State with a 113-92 win. Well, on the night, the Warriors were 13 of 38 from 3, and that means that $6,500 will be donated to benefit local organizations and underserved youth. It's part of the Hoops for Kids program, brought to you by Salesforce. Go to warriors.com/kids for more info. And we want to say thanks to Salesforce for always pitching in with this promotion. It's one of our favorites over the course of the year.